This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Mishnah Brura Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Lamed Daled. We're in the middle of Sif Beis. The Mechaber says, Yirei Shemayim Shebiyotze, both opinions, both the Rashi Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. Let's read the Mechaber again. V'yaseh Shtei Zugos Tefillin. He should make two pairs of Tefillin. V'yaniach Shneim. He should put on both of them. V'yichavein Mahanachasam. He should have in mind in his placement, in the ones that are according to Halacha, and the other are just straps. Because there is a place on the head to put on two pairs of tefillin. There's place on the arm to put on two pairs of tefillin. Ve'im eino yoidea l'chavein ha-makoim. And if you can't get the precise spot, ulaniach shneim yachad, and put them both on together, yaniach kedivei ha-echad, shel yad v'shel rosh. You should put on, like, one opinion, the shel yad and the shel rosh. V'yisalkim. Miyad, remove them immediately. V'yaneach l'achirim al-smach bracha rishayna. V'yeshayimrim. Now, in the according to the first day, there's no preference which one you put on first. Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. V'yeshayimrim. Shem lo yuchal aniach b'vasachas yaneach shal Rashi. Some say that if you can't put them on b'vasachas, you should put on Rashi. V'yivarach aleim. V'yu alav b'shas kriyashma tefila. After the davening, you should put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin without a bracha. And you should say Shema and Vahayim Shamaya. Interesting that the Mechaber says that you only say two parshiyos of tefillin and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. We know there are many shitas regarding Krishma. Some hold Kriyas Shema is Derabbanan. Some Rishonim hold, Tosfos brings that according to Shmuel, perhaps Shema is only Derabbanan. Some hold only the first pasuk is Dairaisa. Some hold the whole first parsha. Some hold the first two parshiyos. That's the sheet of the Pri Chadash. Some say, the Rambam seems to say all three. Here the Mechaber seems to be going like sheet of the Pri Chadash, that only the first two parshiyos are Dairaisa. Okay. Sif Katan Ches. You have in mind like this. You have in mind the one that is Aliba the Hilchas Am Yotzi Maichiv, and the rest are like Ritzuis Ba'alma. It says, Mishnah Berurah, Sharim Mimanav Shach Echem Mehem Pasal. Mimanav Shach, one of them is Pasal V'charab, Siv Katan Aleph. V'davka B'zeh Eino Ever Alba Toysef. Only in this scenario, you're not over about Toysef. How's that? Sheish B'zeh Shtayim L'mol Yusei. You have two things going for you. Echad. Number one, she'echa mehem hu pasal. One of them is pasal. And beis she'kol echad omi b'fnei atzmai. They're both on their own. Avol meniach beis zugas tefillin k'sherim. But if you put on two kosher pairs, oy she'ha tefillin shel rosh asa shel heibatim. Or the tefillin shel rosh you made five parshiyos. So in other words, let's say you wanted to be yotzei Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So you did as follows. Let's see if we could pull this up. Like over here, you wanted to make you want to be yotzei everyone. So you put kadesh vayikviyacha shema v'hayim shamaya. That's Rashi in the Rambam, and for good measure, you put a shema at the end. So if you either put on two kosher pairs of tefillin, or you made the tochosh hey batim bein sha'asum etchila shel hey. Whether you originally made it a five, oishasu shel dalet, or you made it a four, v'chibar layacher kach oy bayis echad, and then you attached another bayis to it after the fact. Avar b'zahal alav de bal toisef. So basically, the reason why in this case you're not oivar and bal toisef is you got two things going for you. One of them is puzzle, And one of them is only made b'fnei atzmo, and they're both standalones. But if they would both be kosher, so again, this is all going with the shita. If Rashi is kosher, Rabbeinu Tam is pasul, and if Rabbeinu Tam is kosher, Rashi is pasul. But if you make tefillin of five batim or two kosher pairs of tefillin, you're over about toisav. I'm a biragrash. Shemashem dvarav. Da filu im habayis hachamishi loychiber oisay legamri im hadal batim. Rak bikshir ba'alma afilu hachi pasul lahatfillin aydezeh. It would not be good for tefillin. Umemela aver halav the Baal Tosef. It would be a problem. In other words, here it's okay because you have two different pairs of tefillin and it's pasul. But if it would be in one pair, even if it would not be completely attached, it would merely be tied, it would be problematic. Now, if you can't be mechabe in the makom and to put them both on together, says Mishabrus of Katan Teshneim Yachet Perush, Kishe Yahadek Shneim, when you wrap both of them and you fasten both of them, Vasachas, Lo Yuchal Lechabin Amakim Shir Kolechem Nunacham Lekoimai Kedin. Let's say you have a hard time targeting the spot that both of them should be in the right place. Al Kain Sach Lekashrim, Al Kopanim Tekev Ze Achar Ze Beli Hefsik. Therefore, you need to tie at least one after another without any interruption. Via moil habracha shebech metchila gamal tefillin hashniim, and then the bracha will be going on the second one as well. V'zeo mashigas mechar besamach v'yaniach ha'achirim al smach. Dahenu she'yaniach hazug hasheni etzel hazug harishon v'chanal ach sheloi b'hanocha achas. So it sounds like the Mishabrua is learning the mechaber as follows: that what you should do is, you should put them both on together. But if you're not able to mechavin the place and to put them both on together, then you do one after another in succession. Now, that sounds like you're putting, in the first step, the way the Mishnah Berurah is reading it, is really you should put them both on mamish simultaneously, exactly at the same time. You put on the two, you fasten the two, and you wrap the two, not one after another. But if you're not able to do that, meaning if you're going to be mahadeg shnei bevas achas, if you're not going to be able to get in the right place, then you need at the very least to tie one after another without any interruption at all between them. The only thing is, I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah is reading it that way. I don't think that's what the Mechaber is saying. The Mechaber is saying, if you're not able to get both on at the same time, then you put on one, take it off, and put on the other. I mean, that's our Gersa. Our Gersa is Visalki Miyad. So that's why I guess we have to read further. The Mishnah Berurah takes that out. Yaniach, what do? Kedivrei ha'echad shal yad v'shal rois. V'yaniach ha'achir ma'asang roshana. V'im lo yuchal. When the Mechaber says the words v'im lo yuchal, kach tzarech loymar. V'loy garsinan v'yisal ke miyad. Take out the words, you remove it. In other words, in our Gersa, in our text of the Mechaber seems to be saying that you should put it both on simultaneously. If you can't get them both on the same spot, put on one, remove it, and then put on the other. Mishnah Berurah says, no, don't read the Mechaber like our Gersa. Take out the words, V'yisalke miyad. And basically what you're doing is, you're putting on one, and then you're putting on the other immediately. It's not bevasachas, but it's immediately. So where does the Mechaber have the words v'im lo yuchal? Here the Mishnah Berurah says v'yaniach achem asan broshana v'im lo yuchal kach tzarech loymer v'lo yigal sinon v'yisalke miyad. Not clear. The Mishnah Berurah has a different girsa of our Mechaber than we do. And the Mishnah Berurah is putting in the words, V'im lo yuchal. The question is, where do you put in those words? We know we have those words in the second Yeshayimim. In the second Yeshayimim, says, Yeshayimim shem lo yuchal l'nech b'vas achas.
Unless that's not a second Yeshayimim, he's taking that out and he's saying it's one Shita and saying the other side
no,
is
Im lo yuchal. If you look on the second Yeshayimim, the Mishnah Berurah says, lo yuchal perish, afilu b'zeh achar zeh lo yuchal l'nech b'vas achas. You can't even do it one after another. So that means the second Yeshayimim is a different lo yuchal. That means the first Yeshayimim is not, I guess, not any yodea l'chav ein ha-makom. I guess I would read it like this. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, v'im eino yodea l'chav ein ha-makom. You can't be mechan in the place to put on both simultaneously. The lo yuchal lo haniach shneim yachad. I think that's what he means. V'im lo yuchal lo haniach shneim yachad. I'm assuming that's what the Mishnah Berurah is doing. Do you have in the Dershu, do they put in the Mechaber the way the Mishnah Berurah is changing the Gersa? Because it's a very interesting. Usually when the Mishnah Berurah changes the Gersa, they give you an indication on top. But here, the Mishnah Berurah is changing the Gersa on the Mechaber. He's putting in the words Lo Yuchal. He's taking out the words Visalke Meyad. But we don't have that Gersa. Okay, we're going to hold it over here for today. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.